We are reading the book of Numbers in our morning scripture reading, and today we come to chapter 18, verses 1 to 20. You'll find it on page 160 in your pew Bible. Now, this passage tells us three things about God's people and the church as we're given instructions for the Old Testament Israel. First, we're shown here that the church consists of sinners. This comes across because provision has to be made to protect them from transgressing the tabernacle, and instructions and provision are given to Aaron. He said that he bears iniquity for the sanctuary. That has to do with the rebellion that came in the previous chapters. It's his job to make sure that the tabernacle is not transgressed because of the sinfulness of the people. And God makes provision to his church, just as he makes provision to his church with officers today. It's a sinful people needing that protection. Secondly, it's a redeemed church. Because when he's talking about the offerings that are going to be made, he makes a special mention of the redemption offering. Every Israelite firstborn must be redeemed. The price was 5 shekels. And it was a way of saying that we are all sinners. We look back to the Exodus when the curse of the firstborn fell and the blood of the Lamb protected us. And they were acknowledging that they were a redeemed people. The only firstborn that couldn't be redeemed were that of sacrificial animals. We'll see cows and sheep and goats. That's because their sacrifice was a picture of that which really redeems the people of God, the blood of Jesus Christ. And so it is a sinful people. It's a redeemed people. It then is to be a spiritually minded people. We see at the very end of the chapter that Aaron is not to have his inheritance in the land, but God himself will be his inheritance. And he'll make his money not off of doing business like everybody else, with day jobs and the normal affairs of life, but through the offerings that God provides. The spirituality of the church is shown there. And we practice that here. We're heading into our budget season, and our budget is composed exclusively of the tithes and offerings of the congregation. The church doesn't have business entities. We don't engage in real estate transactions for the sake of the budget and those sorts of things. We rely on God to provide for his church. Why? Because we're to be about his business. We're to be looking to him, seeking to know him, worshiping him, serving his gospel, and the church is to be spiritually minded. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Numbers 18. So the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear iniquity connected with the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear iniquity connected with your priesthood. And with you bring your brothers also, the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, that they may join you and minister to you while you and your sons with you are before the tent of the testimony. They shall keep guard over you and over the whole tent, but shall not come near to the vessels of the sanctuary or to the altar, lest they and you die. They shall join you and keep guard over the tent of meeting for all the service of the tent, and no outsider shall come near you. And you shall keep guard over the sanctuary and over the altar, that there may never again be wrath on the people of Israel. And behold, I've taken your brothers, the Levites, from among the people of Israel. They are a gift to you, given to the Lord to do the service of the tent of meeting. And you and your sons with you shall guard your priesthood for all that concerns the altar and that is within the veil, and you shall serve. I give your priesthood as a gift, and any outsider who comes near shall be put to death." Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, "Behold, I've given you charge of the contributions made to me, all the consecrated things of the people of Israel. I've given them to you as a portion and to your sons as a perpetual due. This shall be yours of the most holy things reserved from the fire, every offering of theirs, every grain offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every guilt offering of theirs, which they render to me, shall be most holy to you and to your sons. In a most holy place you shall eat it. Every male may eat it. It is holy to you. This also is yours, the contribution of their gift, all the wave offerings of the people of Israel. I have given them to you and to your sons and daughters with you as a perpetual due. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. All the best of the oil and all the best of the wine and of the grain, the first fruit of what they give to the Lord, I give to you. The first ripe fruits of all that is in their land, which they bring to the Lord, shall be yours. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. Every devoted thing in Israel shall be yours. Everything that opens the womb of all flesh, whether man or beast, which they offer to the Lord shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man you shall redeem, and the firstborn of unclean animals you shall redeem. And their redemption price, at a month old, you shall redeem them. You shall fix at 5 shekels in silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstborn of a cow, or the firstborn of a sheep, or the firstborn of a goat, you shall not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood on the altar, and shall burn their fat as a food offering, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. But their flesh shall be yours, and the beast that is weighed, and the right thigh, they are yours. All the holy contributions that the people of Israel present to the Lord, I give to you, and to your sons and daughters with you, as a perpetual due. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord for you and for your offspring with you. And the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, neither shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the people of Israel. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.